Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now we go to the phones. The saintly one, Gary St. Jean, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Saint. How are you?
Hello there, fellas. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you as well. You know, the Warriors now 111 consecutive regular season games without suffering back-to-back defeats. On a road trip like this, where you've got five games in 7 days, and you had that, let's just say, poor performance a few nights ago, to bounce back in Minnesota, how tough is that?
Well, physically, it's really tough on you, but mentally, they stood strong. They didn't play well for three quarters defensively. Ratcheted up in the fourth quarter, really got things going and got a win going away. And, you know, it just speaks to the toughness of these guys. They love a challenge. And you put them with their back to the wall, they're going to rise to the occasion. That's a tough building to play in. As you guys noted, 4 and 5 nights. They're not done yet. They'll practice and fly to New Orleans today, play tomorrow. And, you know, I was really impressed with the lineup at the end of the game. You know, Steve Kerr, there's a lot of analytics out there. You put your best five and all that kind of thing. He went a little unconventional and had both Sean Livingston and Andre Iguodala, you know, out there with Durant and Curry and Thompson. So, you know what? It was a great win.
And he was able to go with David West late in that game, too, in the big man spot. Are we still going to see
this?
You
know what? I stand corrected, Dibs. West was out there instead of Curry. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, they had Curry and Draymond on the bench, and Steve Kerr never flinched, never went back to his, quote, super death lineup. Does that send a message to those guys that any man can do it and it's the next man up mentality?
Well, you know what? I don't know that West will be out there with regularity, but I think he's got like seven guys that he's going to put out there, and he can go in either direction. So we're adding Livingston and obviously Iguodala to that mix. So, you know, there's versatility. There's a lot of length. There's veteran players that really defend and understand how to get the ball moving, and it's an awful tough lineup to compete against.
Stanley, I couldn't agree with you more. When you talk about the analytics and guys talk about them and all these different numbers and the metrics and saber matrix and all these things they do, why don't they just call it sophisticated scouting? Isn't it still a scouting report when you look at it? Bottom line, Stanley, they're running the ball 30% here. This is their tendencies. Why all the names? I mean, what's going on, Stanley?
Hey, Joe, Dibs, you guys got low wound up now. I see. I love this. He's old school, just strong as new rope. I love it. And I'm going to tell you guys, that's exactly what it is. And I call this coaching by the seat of your pants. You go with feel. It's in your gut. You understand what's going to – you have a good feeling as to what's going to work for you. And that's why I love Steve Kerr. I think he's terrific. I've got him in my top three coaches in the league, and he's great.
Our interview with Gary St. Jean brought to you by your Northern California Acura dealers. Who are your other top coaches?
Well, obviously, Pop, I think, is number one. And then I've got a little bit of debate. I've got Tibbs, who coached last night for Minnesota. I've got Brad Stevens in Boston. Those would be my four, and I don't know why this early in the morning I can come up with my fifth. I love Spoelstra in Miami, but, you know, those guys do a great job. And, you know, that's a big key. You know, Lowell will tell you, when you really got a coaching staff that connects with their players, that they really can communicate and they've got a trust and respect for each other, boy, it makes the job a lot easier.
What about LeBron in Cleveland? He's done a nice job coaching that team.
You guys are tough.
The saintly one, Gary. Gary St. Jean.
I got to tell you guys something now. You guys are giving these tickets for James Taylor. Now, listen, he's in Western Massachusetts, in what we call the Berkshires, on the border of Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New York. And he lives on a lake there. My sister lives not too far from him. And he's the man. I love him. You know, every year he does Fenway Park. And at 4th of July, he plays a big concert up at Tanglewood in the Berkshires. nobody better than James Taylor.
Well, say it. We already have the Hamptons five. Between you and James Taylor, if you find three more, maybe we can have the Berkshires five.
Hey, that Hampton stuff, that's too big time. These guys don't want to be considered as the big money guys. They're just great players. I don't know if I like that nickname. What do you guys think?
I just think it's cool. It sounds like a good band. Like, it fits the situation.
Yeah, that's true.
I never looked at it as an insult, but I do see what you're saying, how being associated with the Hamptons. Lowe used to live out in the Hamptons when he played for the Jets.
No way.
I was out in Baiting Hollow. I was a little farther than I wasn't Hamptons. I was in a little different area code, but I was close to it now. It's a beautiful place out that area.
Hey, he lived next door to Billy Joel.
Team Tanglewood, saying it's fantastic.
Say, tell us something. Saying, we, you know, Papa always get to see you. Everyone gets to see you. When you going to come in studio and hang out with us, and we'll talk a little basketball and hang out, talk even a little football as well?
Well, hey, listen, I got a big game tonight, Lowe. My Pats are playing Baltimore. So, you know, that means tomorrow. You know, the old man, he needs good sleep in the morning. I don't know if I get up as early as you guys, but you guys know I'm always available to talk ball with you guys.
Well, give us a couple keys to that game that I know you're talking about. I know you love the Patriots. I know you're a New England guy, but Baltimore's been pretty streaking right now. How's that game going to turn out tonight? You guys don't have Gronkowski, the tight end that you like, tight end position, St. Lee.
Hey, I got to tell you, Flacco and his boys, his defense, but he does a great job against the Pats, and he's starting to get some deep ball threats. He's got a great defense. They have they're not overwhelmed by the Patriots. Patriots have switched it up now. They're going more to Edelman. They're bringing White out of the backfield. They got Lewis back. I really like him. So those are those third down receivers. And you know what? Somehow Tom Brady and Blount will rise to the occasion. I am concerned a little bit about the Pats' defense, and that's my 30-second summary on the NFL Monday night game of the week.
Gary St. Jean here breaking it all down.
That is great information. Saint, I love that information.
Saints AFC Lock of the Year, I believe, here on 95.7 The Game. Yesterday at halftime, Draymond interviewed Roz was, how do you say, a little bit critical of his teammates. Was he right, firstly, and secondly, is that the best approach for Draymond to take, to take some shots at his teammates at a halftime interview?
Dibs, I don't know if he knows how to do it any other way.
True.
Poor Roz, she didn't know what hit her. She gave him a nice lead-in question, and he went, bada-boom, bada-boom, bada-boom. And my man Pop, he was roaring. He was going crazy watching that thing. And he's telling, we got to get that on in the post game. We got to get that on. And then, you know, obviously they rose up. But he had a heck of a game. But that guy, if you're coaching, when he starts talking about defense and winning championships, when you're a coach, you know, most guys are thinking about how many shots I made and, you know, what I did otherwise
right
to help the game. That guy puts it in a nutshell. And every night he brings that defense. And I say this, he plays on the edge. But Lowe will tell you, to compete like that is a learned skill.
Yeah.
And he does it as well as anybody else in the NBA.
He plays hard for all 82 without a doubt, but is there a fear that maybe his message doesn't get received because guys are a little worn out from his approach?
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I told you guys the story about Nelly with the six bullets in the chamber.
Yeah.
And you can only fire six. After that, they stop listening to you. They stop firing. So they tune you out. And you don't want that to happen. So you got to pick and choose your spots.
He's the founding member of the Berkshire Five, Gary St. Jean, with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, you guys, wait a minute. There's you three. There's me and James Taylor. How the hell is anybody going to beat us five?
Not
I
a
like
chance.
It. I like it.
As long as James
it.
Taylor can defensive rebound.
Hey, I'm letting Lowe set all the picks.
Thank you, Sate. We'll catch up with you next week.
Happy Monday, guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.